Boker Tov, today's daf is full of heart, and we're holding on daf Lamed Beis. I believe that. Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom. Okay, let's put on some speed around here. Shalosh Achim. Yisroim Shalosh Nochriyot. Shalosha Achim, rather. Yisroim Shalosh Nochriyot. Another case. Okay, we've got three brothers here married to three women who are surprisingly unrelated. Look at that. It actually happens sometimes. Now one of them dies. The second brother now goes ahead, does ma'amar on one of these unrelated women, and now he dies. Now this is the Gezera that we referred to Matzei Shabbos, but we were learning that Rashi. Here is the famous case in which we created a concept of a Yavama that's falling from two different places, and the Ma'amar over here creates a new Nefila from the second, again Midrabana. In this case, therefore, there's no way for either of them to get the Chalitza, to get the Yibum. Why is that? Because since the Torah says, Umeit echad mehem yevamo yevo aleha, therefore it teaches us, Misha aleha zikat yevam echad, a yevama that falls from one brother, there it's possible for there to be a yevama. So she has a zik of one yevama. Since in this case, the ma'amar has still a, and then doesn't take off the original Zika, still has a Zika from the first brother. And now she's married to the second brother as well. Again, Midrabana. So because of that, we aser v'lo she'aleha zikat shnei yevamim. And we don't allow in this case a chalitza or a yibum, but instead we give the chalitza. Now again, if you recall, Rashi asked, it's important to remember this, Rashi asked when we did the halacha earlier on the previous Mishnah. So Rashi asked, why don't we say, forget about the Maimer, if you hold of Zika, why don't we say, Hoel v'zika chashiva liyot alea koa chashim. Remember, we went to the Rashi inside. Because this Zika, and it's important to remember this because it's the only way to understand the Mishnah that should be consistent with Rabbi Shimon's opinion. If Zika is considered to be real, then we should say is, that in any such case, whether he did Mimer or didn't do Mimer, since she has the Zika of the new Yevamim, the other brothers, wherever a woman falls, and there was a Zika to another brother who then dies, you're always going to have this problem of basically coming from two different places, because the Zika creates a certain relationship with the other brother, with the first surviving brother. And there's also the first surviving's brother's wife. And now when the brother dies, the second brother dies, the first surviving brother now also dies, leaving this woman, his own wife, to the third brother. So then we ought to say automatically that we have here a case of Zika Shnei Yevamim. Why then do we introduce the case of Ma'amar? This was Rashi's question. Rashi's question wasn't about why we introduced Ma'amar. Rashi's question is, why do we have to limit the case to the case of the Zika vis-a-vis a Tzara Sereva? But Lamaisa, the same question would be true over here. If you hold of Zika, then forget about Ma'amar. Zika creates a relationship automatically, whether you made Ma'amar or you didn't make Ma'amar, so that when the second brother falls, this woman is falling first now from the first brother. And she is also the wife of the second brother who just died, because there was a Zika to him. So wouldn't that automatically create, once you hold the Zika, wouldn't that automatically create a Zika of Shnei Yavmin? In which case, Havi Eshet Shnei Meitim. So then she would automatically be the wife, so to speak, of two deceased brothers at once. And the Torah said, I thought, that Misha Aleha Zikat Yavam Echad answers Rashi over there, and this is very important. There is no such issue. This iser leta midyoraita. It's only a gzeira derabbanan. And the rabbanan only made this gzeira where there was ma'amar. Why did he make the gezerah? Why did we make this gezerah? Because shalashema yomru shnei yevamot abaot mibayit echad mityabot. Since the people see you make ma'amar, so as far as they're concerned, this yevama is already part of the second brother's family. If I now go ahead and I give the yibum to the first one because of the first brother, and to the second one because of the second brother, the onlooker says, wait a second, there were two wives this guy had. I saw him, I read him contextually last year. Now he died, leaving two wives, they both got yibum. So therefore, you would come to the conclusion that you're allowed to be miyabim, or chayav even to be miyabim, both women who fall from a brother who was married to two women, which of course is an iser lav diraisa. You buy it echadu bone, ve'eno bone shnei batim. It's a lav abba mechlal aseh. In which case, we need to aser. But to make a gezerah because of Zika, why does Zika look like he was married to her? It's a technicality. Nobody's going to come to say that because an Isha that was Zikuka alone also gets the Yibam from the third brother, who is now the only survivor, because of her relationship with the first brother, they're going to come and they're going to say, oh, looky, looky, we're going to give now Yibam to the Bazika and to his actual wife. Nobody is going to make that kind of mistake and think that that's the equivalent of giving a Yibam to two women from the same house. Okay? That's clear. So this is the Rashi on Chavtes Amid Beis that we learned together. Chavtes Amid Beis. I'm sorry, Alamed Amid Beis, I'm so sorry. Alamed Amid Beis. So, once we understand that, we now understand what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a gezerah, actually, not even though the pasuk that we're bringing makes it sound like this is the araitha. But actually, as Rashi says, there's no such thing. It's really just an extension of an idea of the Rabbana. Now, that is not all that clear and 100% muskam, because, fascinatingly, there is an actual case in which a woman can be married to two people. A real case in which a woman can be married to two people. Which is, if a person is mekadesh, a woman, to everyone in the world except for Mr. So-and-so. And then Mr. So-and-so goes and is mekadesh this woman. So he makes it tnai in the kiddushin that the kiddushin should not be chal on this person. He's only asking her on the whole world except for so-and-so. And when we get the kiddushin, we'll see that that is a possible case. And it has implications of having this case as well. But let's keep things nice and simple, and we're talking about a simple case, which is a Rabbanan construct, in which the Mimer, which is itself a Rabbanan extension of the Dinim of Kiddushin, now creates what appears to be two women falling from the same house, but in reality is one woman falling from the first Yavam, from the first brother, and another woman falling from the second brother. To avoid the confusion, we made a gezerah, and we based it on the pasuk as a smichas, obviously. And that's why the Torah says, "Umet echad mehem." What's it? Umet echad mehem? One of them. But if one of them is actually two of them, then you can't have it. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no way. Why is this? Rabbi Shimon, you will recall, holds that ma'amar is a suffix. Either it's kena kinyan gomer, or it does absolutely nothing. In which case, Rabbi Shimon says, look, what's the problem over here? If the ma'amar is a real ma'amar and is kena, and he takes the balat ma'amar and he's miyabimer, so he was just miyabim the second guy's wife, right? There's no problem there. He didn't do anything wrong. Ah, you'll say, but if he did that, so then that's enough. Ah, but maybe the ma'amar is not a ma'amar, in which case what he did was he took the first one's wife. And therefore the second one still requires yibam. But he can't be miyabim her, the second one's wife, because maybe the ma'amar already made the other one the wife and she already got yibum. So therefore he gives that one chalitza. If he takes the other one, he's miyabim her first, so then, again, miyabim leza shiurza, she's vadai chayeva the yibum. But now, if the ma'amar is a ma'amar, so then the balat ma'amar was petura, because he already did ma'amar to the wife of the second. And this was just another wife of the second. On the other hand, to let her out without anything, we can't do, because what if the ma'amar is not a kinyan, and now she's still chayevus even from the first brother. So now the balat ma'amar would require chalitza. But no matter how you play it, you can certainly do yibum on either one. What's the problem? Either you're taking the second one's wife or you're taking the first one's wife. And once you do that yibum, you can go ahead now. You're mechuyev to go ahead now and do chalitza on the other because of the suffix. And that's the case.
Why don't we say that like, if ma'amar is a complete kinyan, then when he's miyabim the second one, it's like shtebot. He's doing it.
He's doing what? He's not. He's doing one yibum. What's he doing wrong?
If you say ma'amar is a total kinyan.
No. And who did he take? Which one? The Balata Mama?
Yeah.
He's miyabing the Balata Mama.
No.
He's miyabing the original wife of the second brother.
Right.
Fine, okay. So now the Balat Mama is Ptura. So he can't be miyabing her.
What do we say that Balata Mama, if it's a total Kenyan?
No.
We don't say that the Yibam on the second is already Shnei Batim?
Yes. Not Shnei Batim.
Why isn't it Shnei Batim by doing
this? Yeah, right. But that's why he can't be miyabing her.
The third?
He can only do one yibum.
I'm talking about Rav Shimon.
He can do one yibum and only one yibum, says Rav Shimon. But it doesn't matter which yibum.
When we say ma'amar is a total kinyan, it doesn't become like a yibum, like you.
Oh, no. Total kinyan, but it still requires yibum. Yeah. That's for sure. It doesn't potter him. It just makes it.
It doesn't make the second one an iser of doing yibum.
No. No.
Am I understanding correctly that if he's done yibum to the second wife, the first one that fell, once that's done, in the third one.
Which one is he doing yibum to, please?
Okay, to the first one that fell to him.
Okay.
He does yibum.
Yes.
Then the next one falls to him after he's already done yibum. Does he have a chiyuv?
We're not talking about that case. That's not a case at all. You're the case of the brother did ma'amar, nobody did yibum. So in this case, says Rabbi Shimon, what's the problem? If you hold that Ma'amar is a semi-Kinyan, then you're right, you got a funny situation. Where she appears to be married to the second brother, but in actuality still has the Zika of the first brother. But, I don't hold that. I hold Ma'amar as an either-or situation. And therefore, no matter what you do, you're doing the right thing. No matter which one you're Miyabim, you're doing the right thing. And then the only thing is, because of the suffix, you can only do chalitza to the other one. Fine. And you're mechuyev to do chalitza to the other one. Fine, do so. What's the problem?
What happens to the ma'amara that you do chalitza? I mean, didn't he kind of like with Ezra Sam or something?
He's dead.
No. Oh, the one that did ma'amara. Right?
Yeah.
Why is the beginning of the show? Tomorrow? Also,
it's the beginning of the show. Because it's true. Right? No, because not because of this, we ask right. We ask about it.
So, is Rebbe saying that you could have a possibility of doing yibum to a third or a fourth or a fifth? You didn't answer, and I'm sorry. I'm still
no, I don't know where that would. I don't know where that would come from. What was that?
If he did yibum to one, and then another brother died, is he available to do yibum to another one?
Oh yeah, sure. He can do as many yibums as he wants from different brothers.
That's right.
Yeah, no problems. Okay, ask the Gemara like this: the izikat shnei yabim diuraita. Now, well, hold on a second. You're saying to me, you Rabbon, forget about Rabbi Shimon for a minute. You're saying to me that because of the fact that we have this pasuk that says that you can only be miyabim someone who doesn't have zikat shnei yabim, and because of that, we are not allowing you to do chalitza, because this, if you hold that the zika, this is a real diuraita, why do you need chalitza? You shouldn't even need chalitza. You're telling me that the Torah basically has extended the din of yibum only in a case where there's one that fall, not where you have two separate chiyuvim from two separate brothers on the same one, and therefore, both of them should be petura. I mean, if it's a diraisa, it's a diraisa. You said it's a pasuk. Ela midrabbanan. Of course, this is not a diraisa. It's a gezeira shema yomru shtei yevamot habaot mibayit echad mityapmot. It's because we're afraid that if we allow you to take now two women that appear to be coming from the same household, that in a case where two women really come from the same household, you'll do the same thing. And of course there, you'll be beyond them both. So it's more, okay, fine, I understand. Now, as Scott pointed out, I understand one of them I can't, this one I can't do Yibum to. But I mean, why don't I do Yibum to one and do the Chalitza to the other, and then I'm not going to come to do any Yisra anyway. Because that's another problem. Gezera Shemra Yomru Bayit Echad is Miktzato, could be Banui, or Miktzato Chalutz. So we're afraid that in a case where you go ahead and you have two women that indeed do fall from the same house, so you'll have to give Chalitza in that case. So one would do Yibum, one would do Chalitza. No. V'yomru, so let them say it. So what's the problem? So they'll talk. What are they going to do? They'll do a Chalitza. It's going to hurt somebody. I mean, what do you care? A Gezeira, maybe someone will do Chalitza. I mean, let's make a Gezeira, maybe someone will stand on his head or go walk and work in a shoe store. What kind of Gezeira is that?
There's what the harm
will come. There's no harm. Oh, you're right. There's no harm if they'll always do Yibam and then Chalitza. But once they think you're chayef to do Yibam and Chalitza, then of course they'll do it the other way too. So either miyab in vada chalitz, you'd be right. Hachinami. But gzeira dima chalitz bereish v'hoda miyab. If they do Chalitza first and then they pattered the whole thing by doing that Chalitza, both women are now pturais in the case where they were really married. So we're afraid now, well, I mean, I remember seeing somebody just recently, he died leaving two wives, and they don't realize that one of them wasn't really a wife, she was just a baalat ha-ma'amar. And they said to do a chalitza and a yibum. So I guess we could do a yibum and a chalitza, and of course then he would be over. V'kiblei ba'asher lo yivne. At that point he would be over. Once he does chalitza, he's usher midir. There it's a real lot. Asher lo yivne beit achiv kimin shelo bana shuv lo yivne, and therefore we have to asher rachbana amar kimin shelo bana shuv lo yivne.
Isn't chalitza done in the basement?
Could be.
Yeah, but Yibum doesn't have to be there. What is
no,
you do afterwards?
Well, we're worried about being chalitza voracious, so they wouldn't make it clear to him. Okay, you're doing
no, I mean, but Lamaisa not. Nowadays we do Yibum, we do the Chalitza. I mean, the truth is, we'll see later on what the din is about the old Sayyidim to Hashara, what that's Machayah. But it doesn't limit us. Omar Rava says, Rava, but wait. If he gave a get to his Ma'amar, the Tzara indeed would be Hutra. Now, let's think about this for a moment. Normally, if a guy gives a get to his Yavama, that Yavama is now Asura to him and to everybody else. Why? Because even though a get, Midiraita, does nothing for Yavama, but the Rabbanan said in the same way that Ma'amar, as we saw earlier, Ma'amar takes off Miktzazika, a get takes off Miktzazika enough to make it Asur, and now you're going to have to do Chalitza, not Yiv. Right?
On her. On the Mount Baal's mama.
No Baal's mama. Baal's a get.
Baal's a get.
Yeah. Now, if you give Ma'amar, and you would now go ahead and give a get to your Ma'amar, so on the surface it would appear that you now have created a problem. You can no longer do Yibum. You're going to have to go ahead and do Chalit. Right? However, in this case, there's a difference, because when you give the get, you may be addressing only the Ma'amar, not the Zika. So suppose the guy who gave Ma'amar said, you know what, I've changed my mind about the Ma'amar, I want to divorce her from the Ma'amar. And we say, does that mean you don't want to do Yiba? No, chas v'shalom. It just means the Ma'amar thing I don't want to get involved in. If I decide to do Yibum, or one of the other brothers decides to do Yibum, My brother spoke to me. They said it wasn't right that I did ma'amar, why they wanted to do yibam. So I want to get rid of the ma'amar. But I have no intention of affecting the zika whatsoever. Surprisingly, such a thing is possible. He can give a get only to his ma'amar. Now we'll see later on that we only look at a situation like that bida avad. We never tell a person to go ahead where there's a problem that ma'amar created and say, just give a get to your ma'amar. Because it's too complex for people to make that distinction. They don't know the difference between giving a get completely and getting rid of her, or giving a get only vis-a-vis the ma'amar. But if somebody would have gone ahead and done such a thing, fact is, he would not have asserted anybody. He didn't affect the zika. All that he did was he took away the ma'amar. You're already over, I'm sorry. So now comes along Rava to say, in this case, where he gave get to the ma'amar, the tsara, who was the other woman, who was not the balad ma'amar, is now muteret. No problem. But she remains asura, the balad ma'amar. Why? Because people will confuse her with a case where he gave an actual get even to the zika. So she remains asura. The michlefa b'ba'alat ha-get, in a case where a guy gave a get stam, in which case it would affect the ma'amar and the zika, so in that case, she definitely is not allowed to get married, because there was an actual get that was here. The truth is, a get for Maimer alone is only docha Maimer, and therefore you're not left with any problems, because you just removed what you did. However, since there would be a confusion in people's mind, then they would say, aha, look at this. Guy gives a get, and nonetheless he's allowed to turn around now and marry her, a Yavama, which is not true. So because of that confusion, we said, okay, you know what? She'll remain Asa, but certainly there's no problem now of the confusion that we talked about before, that Asa the Tzara. That's not an issue. And Ikin and Amri, others say that Rava says, no, actually, Natan get the ma'amar. If a guy specifies that I'm hereby giving a get for my ma'amar, he turns the clock back. And now, hutra filuhi. We now look at it as the ma'amar never happened, because he canceled the ma'amar, and we're back to where we started from. Where we started from was essentially a woman with fallen to Yibum, requires Yibum, the second of the brothers die, and now the third brother is left with two separate women to be miyabim. One of whom has the zika still from the first brother. One of whom has the zika from the second brother. You'll say, doesn't the Mishnah say that if he had done ma'amar, the second brother to die before he died did ma'amar, that it's a problem? Yes, but over here, my taima, my da'avad ba'ashakwa. Whatever he did, he removed. So whatever that ma'amar created is now canceled. And therefore, we don't have this problem with Xera. People are not going to confuse things. They're not going to say, here's a woman that fell from two brothers. She didn't fall from two brothers. They understand that she was divorced. How could she fall from the second brother? So the only reason that she's getting Yibum is obviously because they'll understand she's still coming from the first brother. And therefore, we have no problems. We have nothing to address. And this, in the end, is the way that Rava comes out saying that indeed, if he went ahead and gave a get specifically for Mama, that means he verbalizes at the get. He says, I am giving this get for the Mimer that I gave you, and only for the Mimer that I gave you. So then he turns the clock back, and we're left with two separate Yevomis from two separate Batim, and this brother takes both of them, and there's no problem.
I think that gentleman say hi,
yeah.
Kind of
from what I did to you. That's why he has to say it, Beferis, you're right. If he doesn't, then the getter naturally affects him. Shnei achim nisuin shnei achayot. They're getting back now. The truth is, we've already seen this Mishnah. Two brothers married to two sisters, and now one of them dies, and then the wife of the other one dies. Now this was the case that we used to show that since for a moment at the time that he died, she was asserted her the Yavama was Osir to him, Asura to him, because at that moment she was Achot Ishto, despite the fact that a moment later his own wife died in the same car crash, makes no difference. It all goes according to the moment of the death of the brother. Brother dies, wife is still alive, there's nothing that he can do. But a minute later when his wife dies, we're not going to say, but now there's no Tzara Serva. There is a Tzara Serva, because she's Asura Lav Olamit, Ho Bnei Asura Lav Sha'a Achat. Now remember that we had the case earlier in which there were two brothers, one of whom was married to the sister, the other wasn't. Okay. Now in that case we said that even though the woman had fallen to Yibum and there was a brother who was going to be Miyabim, nonetheless the same thing is true. That if the final brother to be the survivor is the brother who at that time had been married, even though now when the second brother dies, the woman that falls to him is no longer Achot Ishto, his wife has long died, and now the second brother who's married to this woman, he's the one that is giving her new women to be Miyabe, it's still Usher, because at the time of the first Nefila, it was Usher. So now, this Mishnah is not much of a Chiddush. Because in this Mishnah, the moment that the brother died, there was no Chiyuv of Yibum at all. Period. Bang. So if we would say, is this a Yavama? No. What kind of Yavama? She's an Erva. How could she be a Yavama? Does nobody do Yibum? Nope. Nobody do Yibum. There's only one brother, and she's an Erva on it. So forget it. Let her go get married. Now that something happens to this guy's wife, we're not going to say, whoops, now she is a Yavama. How could she become a Yavama? The moment her husband died, she isn't the Yavama. You can't now reconstruct the Chiyuv of Yavama. But in the other case where she was a Yavama, we're going to say, hey, what's with this woman? She's a Yavama. Really? How many brothers are there? Well, there's two brothers, but she's only Yavama to one of them. And then 5 minutes later, which is the case over here, right? But then here there's two brothers. And then 5 minutes later, the guy's wife would have died. Maybe there we would say, ooh, now that's interesting. Maybe in such a case, Einachinami, since she's in a state in which there's really a Yavama state, except it was to the other brother, not to him, maybe over there really. Okay. So we came there, we said, Rav Yudam Arav wanted to make it very clear that the din of Kibbutz Asur Lav Sha'achas is true. It's true in all those three cases. It's the equivalent, but same idea as an Eishes Ochiv Shalai Yabo Lama. Once she's an Eishes Ochiv, it's the same idea as Shalom Haya Ba'olamo. It's the same idea. Shalom Haya Ba'olamo is built on the idea that it's since there's no, right? So it's an extension of that concept, basically. So now, there is no point in listing this Mishnah. Because I already know Mishnah tells me a bigger Kiddush. The bigger Kiddush is that even if there were two brothers, that she was considered to be a Yavama at that time. And now she's falling from the second brother. But nonetheless, she was Asura Lav Sha'achas. So what do I need this Mishnah? So the Gemara Pshita, I mean, this is the simplest Mishnah of all. There are three levels, remember. Three levels. Two of them in the Mishnah, one of them added by Rav Yudam Arav. Level one is this Mishnah, lowest level. The moment that the husband died, there was no Chiyuv of Yibum at all. Fine. She's now an Eishes Ach Shelo Makom Mitzvah. Forget it. As if he had children. Level two, there are two brothers. And now the second brother, the only one who was Mutteron, goes ahead and marries her. Years later, the wife dies. Now the second brother dies. The third brother cannot take either of these women. Because since the wife of the first brother had been Asura to him at that time, as an Eishes Ochiv Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah, that remains. She's now a real Erva, and she'll pater her Tzara too. Highest level, there's two brothers that are married now, that are surviving. One of them is married to the sister of the woman that falls. Before the other brother goes ahead and does Yibum, his wife dies. There are now two brothers that are ready to do Yibum. No, there's not. There's only one. Even though it's the same Zika that is Chal right now, and it hasn't, that Zika hasn't been resolved, nobody went ahead and did Yibum, So you might say, at least in that case, where the Zika is still extant, we should be able to apply it now to this brother, because redefine her as a Yavama. She is a Yavama. Nonetheless, the Iser Erva of Eshet Achiv Shaloba Makam Mitzvah remains on him, despite the fact that the situation changed through the death of his wife, even during the course of the Zika. That's what Rav Yehuda Merav came to make very clear. But don't think that the Mishnah is talking only about a case where the brother went ahead and resolved the first Zika. Even if there was no resolution of the first Zika. Fine. Three levels. This is the lowest level. It serves no purpose. This is the Gemara Pshita. I don't understand. Why say this Mishnah? Hashta Uma Hasam, and we had a much better Mishnah. We just had it. So Ma Hasam. Amrit lo. Madach, in a case where there were two brothers, the case that we had before on Daf Lamed, where we had two brothers that survived. One of them wasn't related at all, wasn't married, was married to Nochrit. And even so, you said that, sorry, since at the time that there was the Yibum, he was married to this woman, he'll never be able to take her, even if she falls for another bite. So, Kosher came. Is it not a Kal v'chomer that in this case, where she's now, she's now been canceled out as a Yavama, period. There's only one brother. So, lo Kosher came. Obviously, you can't now recreate the Chiyav of Yibum once it wasn't there. What makes her now a Yavama? Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. The Tana first said this Mishnah. And in fact, he thought that in the other Mishnah, she would be Muteret. Because of the fact that she was called the Yavama. And the Zika now is falling from a brother to whom there's no problem. So, he really thought that was Muter. Then, and he went ahead and was Matir. Then, Harachaz Yisura, then he realized that you can't have it that way, because Lamaisa, vis-a-vis the relationship to this brother, there was no Mishas Nefila Yavamo Yavo Aleha. He could not have been Baalei, even though the other one could have been Baalei. Why should we relate to the status overall? The mitzvah of Yibum needs to be examined as it applies to each brother. Is he a Yavamo Yavo Aleha or not? The fact that there is a Yavamo Yavo Aleha has no implications to the brother who was locked out of Yavama Yavo Aleha. That's what the Tana realized. And therefore, he decided that actually, the case where there were two surviving brothers, she would be Asura nonetheless, despite the fact that this guy's now wife now died.
Because of the Sha'achas.
Because of the Sha'achas, exactly. So he realized it was Asura. But that's a bigger chiddush. So therefore, Aida de Chaviva le'Akdama. Because that bigger chiddush was more important to him, he put the later Mishnah first. And this Mishnah, which indeed tells us no chiddush, is the Mishnah lo zazah b'mikoma. It has not now moved. Because once we say a Mishnah, we keep it in its place for reasons that we discussed earlier. We've had this far before. And he left it over here. Okay. Here. I won't confuse you anymore. Everybody looks a little bit out of it. I said, if you have no problems, then let's continue. Okay. When you think over the Gemara, you may well remember that the Mishnah, before we said there was a Chiddush in both Mishnayos, which now all of a sudden we've dropped, and we don't see any Chiddush in this Mishnah. But Tosfos asks that problem and explains it, but let's not confuse anybody more than they seem to be confused. Although I must tell you, these are not complex cases at all. Once we get the concepts down, they're really very, very straightforward. It's just important to know how to use these words and these ideas, that they're second nature. You don't have to work on them all the time. But the ideas are straightforward ideas. Concept of Zika, concept of Maimer, concept of Shas Nefila, concept of Nisuin Rishonim Mapilin, question of whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, the idea of gezeiros that you make them to do yibum and chalitz in places where not. We keep using these things. We're just applying them in different ways, in different situations. But they're really, really very, very simple. It's a simple mesechta that shows us the interrelationship of many simple ideas, out of which, obviously, whenever you have simple things interrelating, it generates complexity. But if you keep your mind straight, you're not. You're fascinated by the complex patterns that emerge from these interrelationships. But don't get confused because there's no one case that's really complex. Just keep your eye on the pattern, and it's really beautiful. And don't allow yourselves to get that look of hopeless confusion. It's not good.
Figure out after, but you can figure out after the fact why what he's saying. But with the complexity, you never could figure out on your own what he would. What it could be.
I don't know if that's true, but you have to let yourself float. Mm-hmm. You must let yourself float to watch the patterns emerge, and then you realize what's happening.
Yeah, don't be the timer.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Because it really comes out very, very beautiful. But this Masechta, more than most, demands an individual to allow himself to be drawn along, because otherwise you really can get lost. And there's a mental state called the idea of being lost is a mental state. Once you start losing your bearings, you start losing your map, everything falls apart, you start to panic. This happens, Bombers, when you're driving a car, and all of a sudden, you find yourself on a road, and the road is not matching the map. Sure, this has happened to all of us. You're in some kind of little mountain place. We have no idea where you are. And you thought you were on a particular road, and all of a sudden, the map doesn't match the road. You start to panic. It makes no difference where you know where you're going. Who knows how? And that's it. The panic sets in. You start giving up. I'm getting that look of panic in your eyes. And then, but that's what I'm trying to point out. The map is a very clear map. You're not lost. You know exactly what's going on. You may have to go back and read the map and see exactly where you are in it. But everything is matching your map. There's no new ideas here. The roads are clearly marked. We know which road is the Zika road, which road is the Maimer road, which road is the Shlosh Achim road, who's the Nochris, where there's the Mufna, where is the Zika. But the map is clear, okay. So now the question is, where's the intersection? You're going north, you're going south. Big deal.
Don't figure out. Try not to figure out what you would do. Just figure out what they're doing.
Figure out what they're doing.
Stop at the gas station.
Really rely on the driver. but you gotta let it move. Can you imagine what's gonna happen when the cars start driving themselves? There's gonna be those people that keep pressing on the brake. Because the computer's letting you get up to a tenth of an inch in front of the other cars, so there'll be more traffic, you're pushing on the brake. There's no brakes, let's just keep moving, it's great. Okay. No, turn around. What about if you go ahead now, this guy who was not supposed to marry her, and he takes her, he sleeps with her. Is she his wife's sister? Or is she his brother's wife? Or is she both? Now obviously this relates to the question of Isser Chalal Isser, which we had much earlier in Rava, that it's possible to have a brother's wife who really is not your brother's wife. Why? Because she is your wife's sister, and she was your wife's sister before she became your brother's wife, and therefore when your brother married her, there were no new Isurim that came on her. And because of that, incredibly, if you recall, we were explaining Al Yibum Beit Shammai, there would be no Chiyuv of Yibum at all, because she's not your brother's wife. Ah, she's married to your brother. What does that have to do with it? She's not your brother's wife. Right? Unbelievable. Right? As an erva, she's not your brother's wife.
Is
this your wife's sister? So now that's the question. What's the din?
After his wife died.
No. Okay. His wife is alive.
Because the case.
No. But before that.
Okay.
So now the question is this: we are about to. Please hold on to your hats. We are about to exit the Yibum map for a little while, and we're going to get onto the Isser Chalal Isser question, and just so that you don't get lost, take out your. It's another set of maps, the Isser Chalal Isser map. And let's start thinking about this question. So now, says Rabbi Yossi, if you went ahead and slept with her, you'd be chayev for both Eshet Ach and Achot Isha. So apparently Rabbi Yossi doesn't have a problem with this at all. Listen, we're going to ask about that. Rabbi Shimon says, no, no way. You could only be chayev because of an Eshet Ach, not because of Achot Isha. Now, obviously, it ought to matter which one came first. And therefore, indeed, the Gemara asks, but wait. Is there not a brayta which says that Rabbi Shimon says you're only chayev because she is your wife's sister? And of course, the resolution is obvious over here. It depends what happened. Lo kasha. Kan shenasa chayev, yachakach nasa meit. If the surviving brother got married first, okay, so what happened? His wife's sister is his wife's sister before his brother even knew her. Now his brother goes ahead and marries his wife's sister. So what? She was already a surah to me. You can't make her a surah twice. How many times are you going to beat on a dead horse? So she's a surah. What's the point of adding an isser? It has no meaning to add an isser. But the point of isser halal isser is that isser is a state. Either that state exists or it doesn't exist. How can you go ahead and pronounce twice, I hereby dub thee usser? Usser, I am usser. That there's no meaning to it. Therefore, it has no implications. So there, in the case where you had first nasa chayes, then achot isha, and only achot isha is chal, because by the time nasa mate, she was already asura. On the other hand, if the brother, the deceased brother, was the one to get married to the sister first, so then, of course, only thing his brother knows, he didn't know she had a sister at that time. All he knows is that this woman is his brother's wife. He's not allowed to marry her. Now he suddenly discovers she's got a really good-looking sister. He goes and marries the sister. Okay. So at this point, the only isser of that first woman is the one that was there before. She's his brother's wife. But she's also his wife's sister. But there's no isser chalal isser. So depending on the case, Rabbi Shimon came up with different either or. Either she's only chayev as eshesach, or she's only chayev as achot isha. We're supposed to have the brains to figure out that that's not a contradiction. It's simply referring to a different case. So wait a second. I got a brilliant question now. So according to Rabbi Shimon, in a case where a brother gets married first, right, and then the brother that survives gets married, so now she's not an Erva. She's only an Eshet Ach. But an Eshet Ach is what the Torah says you're supposed to be miyavim. So in this case, let him be miyavim his wife's sister because she's not his wife's sister. Well, she may look like his wife's sister. She may have the DNA of his wife's sister. But she doesn't have the DNA of his wife's sister. And all that she has is, that's right. So all that she has is the Isser of Eshet Achiv. But Eshet Achiv is Chayev and Yibam. So why can't you now go ahead, given the Isser Achot Isha Lo Chayev, since she never became his wife's sister, let her actually go ahead and get Yibam. Tityabim Yibumi. Well, Miravashi, it's because of that old movie, Catch 22. You see, what happens over here is that Isur Achot Isha is Mitla Tali Bekoi. It's not that there's no Achot Isha that could ever be Chal, because at the moment that he marries this woman, there wasn't a din of Achot Isha. Achot Isha is not something that needs to be Chal at the moment of marriage. Achot Isha is a description of the results of the state of marriage to a woman who has a sister. Now, in this case, the state is irrelevant, but the moment that Yibam would remove the Isser of Eshet Achiv, all of a sudden, that Achot Isha would say, whoops, we got where to go. And it would immediately be Chal. In which case, there's no dichoy of the Eshet, because there's no way in which the Torah could have been Mitzavah Yibam in this case, and therefore, it never falls off the Isser of Achot Isha, the Isser of Eshet Achiv. Never falls off. Because Eshet Achiv only falls off in order to do Yibam. It doesn't fall off in order for an Erva to take the place of the Eshet Ach. So since it's Mitot Olivikoi, Ipaka Isser Eshet Ach, the moment that the Eshet Ach would be removed due to the Yibam, Ati Isser Achot Isha V'chayel. Instantly, now she would have been Asura as a Yavama. Wherever you have a situation like that, for all intents and purposes, you have a standing Isser of Yavama. There's no point in the Paka. Because the Paka would bring the Yavama, which would be Docha the Paka, which would now be bring the Yavama, which would, and so on and so forth. So since we're into an endless loop, we don't start an endless loop. And we're left where we are, with an Isser of an Eshet Ach that is not going to be B'makom Mitzvah. Yokach Lo Paka. Now, that means that we have here very fundamental machlokas. So it seems to. Rabbi Yossi holds Isser Chalal Isser, and Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. But is that really true, asks the Gemara. V'sav Rabbi Yossi Isser Chalal Isser, is that true, that Rabbi Yossi holds such a thing? V'atanya Avara V'rashi Yesh Bo Shtei Mitot. Nidon B'chamura. Let's say that a guy does an Avera, he has a mother-in-law who is also married. So if he sleeps with his mother-in-law, he's going to be over on Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is not all that bad in comparison to an Eish, to a Chamoto, because the Chamoto is a Chiyav Sreifa. Eishes Ish is only a minimal Chiyav. So because of that, he, what's the halacha? Says the Tanakam, Nidon B'chamura. He's going to be Chiyav Sreifa, because, I mean, we can't kill him twice, but we can kill him with the more Chomer one. So as Rabbi Yossi, no, you can't do that. It depends which Isser was chal first. Nidon bezika harishonah ba'aylav. Whichever one comes first. V'tanya. Ketzadom Rabbi Yossi nidon bezika harishonah ba'aylav. What do we mean by that? Well, let's say that his mother-in-law is an almana at the time that he marries her daughter. Okay? So now she became an Isser of Chamoto, but she wasn't an Eshet Ish. So at that point, he was chayev now on the Isser Chamoto, which is an Isser Stila. Now she becomes an Eshet Ish. She remarries. He's not going to become chayev on the Eshet Ish. He's going to be Nidon B'Chamoto. But on the other hand, if she was first an Eshet Ish, and now she goes ahead now, and she becomes a Chamoto, surprisingly, she only is chayev, he's only chayev and chenek, which is the lowest level, perhaps, of Misa, and therefore, apparently, Rabbi Yossi says, Yoni Chayim and Eishes Ish, means Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Because if Rabbi Yossi held Isser Chalal Isser, he would be agreeing with the Tanakhama. Take the Chamur. So we have now a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. Omar Rabbi Avuhu, Moda Rabbi Yossi be Isur Mosif. Rabbi Yossi is Moda, even though he holds in principle, Ein Isur Chalal Isur. However, there is an idea called Isur Mosif. Isur Mosif means that when an Isur is now Chal on this same individual, or in other, obviously it's not limited to Arayas, or this same piece of meat, or whatever the case may be, that Isur now includes other people that normally would not have been included in the first Isser. It was over here. So the Eshet, we have over here now, the Eshet Ach, he originally, now, was only Asura on this woman and her sister. Now, nobody else is Asura on the sister. Any of his brothers could have gone ahead and married the sister. Right? When this brother goes ahead and marries the sister, there's a new Isser of Eshet Ach, that is chal on all brothers. So that means that Eshet Ach is now a more inclusive Isser, and therefore it includes him in the new inclusive Isser. Rabbi Yossi is Moda in that case, because since it adds additional elements, or additional people, that were previously Mutter, at this point he's saying, yes, she would now be Isser Chalal Isser. Now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. But that only goes in one direction. So, Tena Chechen and Asa Chai, Vachakach and Asa Maid. I understand. If the surviving brother got married first, okay, and now he has an Achotisha, who is only his Achotisha, because he's the only one married to this woman who has the sister. Now, goes along now, and the dead brother gets married. He did this before he died, though. Yeah. So the dead brother goes ahead and gets married, and then that asers now this erstwhile sister, asers her now on all of the brothers, correct? So now, migodi tosaf isur lagabe achim, Since now we've added an Isser now for all of the Achim, we now have a more universal Isser, and he tells of Isser Lagavi Didei. We will now add Isserim, the same Isser on him as well, because it's a general thing, which his life is subsumed in. He too is a brother. And therefore he too is going to be Usser on this Isser. What are you going to say? This Isser has nowhere to be Chal. What are you talking about? It's Chal on every brother. So why do you say it has nowhere to be Chal? So since that Isser is Chal, it does define a state, correct? And what are you going to say? But wasn't she already Asura to him? So, there's two different states of Isser over here. One which includes all these other people. One which is specific on him. That's fine. But in a case where first there was an Asa mate, so the state of Isser exists now equally to all the brothers. Now he goes ahead and he says, ah, but I'm marrying her sister. Okay, go right ahead. There's no Isser on marrying her sister. Well, question is, but now she has a sister. The sister now becomes Usser because she's my wife's sister. How does that ever add anything? She was always Usser on you anyway because she was your brother's wife. So in that case, you're not broadening the Isser at all. Why is that Isser Mosif? That's a straightforward Ein Isser Chal al Isser. And yet Rabbi Yossi in our Gemara said that you'd be Chayav on both without distinction of who got married first, right? So, I don't understand. Now Rabbi Yossi is turning out to be inconsistent. Initially, we thought that Rabbi Yossi holds is no problem of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. We discovered Rabbi Yossi definitely holds it is a problem. And in fact, Ein Isser Chal al Isser. So how do we understand Rabbi Yossi? We said, but over here, we're talking about an Isser that is going to be Mosif all the brothers. But the problem is, that's true only if the dead brother got married after the live brother. And yet Rabbi Yossi didn't say it matters who gets married first, right? So Ahecha the Nasa Meis, the Achakav Nasa Chai, the other way around, if the dead brother gets married first, and then the live brother gets married, what's the Isser Mosif over here? I don't understand. Where's there an Isser Mosif? My Isser Mosif Ika. Now, you could tell me, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, V'chitema, Migo de Itzar Bekulo Achvata. You're going to say, now wait a second over here. The brother was married to this woman who now is my wife's sister. So you're saying nothing new is added? That's not true. What do you mean? A great deal is added. When I marry this woman, I now become Asur on all of her sisters. Not only on the one who was married to my brother. So since now, all of the sisters are Asurot to me, so too is this sister Asurot to me, despite the fact that she would have been Asurot to me anyway, because she is Achot Eshet Achi, right? So that's what you're going to try to say, that whether we look at it as the Nosa Chai or look at it as Nosa Meik, we always end up in the same situation in which we're going to subsume him in these new Isurim. Now hold on a moment. That is not an Isser Mosif. That is an Isser Kolel. Now there's a big difference. Isser Mosif and Isser Kolel are opposites. Because the Isser Mosif acts on this particular thing. And it says, we are now doing something to Asser this woman, which will be a more universal Isur. The Isser Kolel really has no impact on this woman at all. The Isser Kolel is coming from somewhere else. Another Isser is now being Chal, which could also include this woman. You see? So the Isser Mosif is now acting on this, directly on her. Since it includes other people in it, it also includes him. But the Isser Kolel is that we're trying to say that since this Isser has meaning to Asser other people on him, therefore the woman who was already Asser should be included in those other people. So one acts on others and tries to say, let's include him in the others. One acts not on the chefs of the Isser at all, but affects others that become asur to him, and therefore we want to include him with this woman who anyway was asur. Now that doesn't necessarily follow. So I understand that where you're talking about an isur mosif. And over there, yes, something has taken place now that has affected this woman, and it's a universal affection, therefore it should affect me too. I understand that. But over here, nothing new has taken a place that's affected this woman at all. Something took place that's affecting other women. So you're saying, okay, but can't she be included in that overall klal of other women, namely the sisters of this person? She could be, but not necessarily. It certainly does not follow that because he holds of Isser Mosif, that he holds of Isser Kolel. Our assumption is that he does not hold of Isser Kolel. It doesn't explain why we're making that assumption. But again, let's keep it simple now. We're assuming he does not hold of Isser Kolel. This is an Isser Kolel. So, hi Isser Kolel. Ella Amar Rava, note the Ella. Rava is saying, forget about the whole assumption. The truth is, Rabbi Yossi never held a Isser Kolel Isser on any level. What? But he said, "Beferish Kayevala Mishum Eshetach Umishum Achotisha." How did he say that if he doesn't hold a Isser Kolel Isser? Boy, this is really creative. No, says Rava, he was speaking in terms of morality, not in terms of Beis Din. Actually, what he was saying is, I consider this man to be the equivalent of having done two Isurim, but obviously he's really only high of one. And so too, Ravin came up with this nonsensical statement as well, so we're going to have to make some sense out of it. Kiyosa Ravin, Om Rav Yochanan, all Rav Yossi meant was that Ma'ala Ani Alav Ki'ilu HaSashnaim Bareinu Chayev Alachat. What does that mean, Ma'ala Ani Alav? I understand. Are you now the judge and arbiter of the world's morality? My nafkamina. What do you mean, Ma'ala Ani Alav? Ah, tremendous nafkamina. Because Beit Din is kover, Harugei Beit Din, in two separate places. The lower Chenek and the Saif Mitot are in one cemetery, and the Sreifa and the Skila are in another cemetery. This guy was only Chayev Chenek, because, let's say, the case of the Chamoto, who was an Eshetish. So he's Chayev only Chenek. But really, deep down, we know this is no good, because Chayev Sreifa was only, he got off on the technicality of Ein Isser Kolel Isser. So, isn't that just a technicality? So Rav Asi is saying it's just a technicality. Essentially, the guy's a Russian Gomer. So he's a Russian who's more Chomer. He should be buried in the cemetery for the Nisrafi. Whereas, if you don't hold that it's just a technicality, you're saying, if Be'etzem Ein Isser Kolel Isser, he didn't do the Isser of Echa, he's not Chayev in the Sreifa. And if that's the case, what do you mean, Ma'ala Mi'alav? So just because he did an action, an action isn't what morality is about, he's Zerba what morality is about. This guy only did the Isser of Chene. And therefore, that's where he's placed.
Only if they catch you, it's
a no, it's only if the Isser is Chal. That's the point. It's not if they catch you, it's if it's Chal. Right? This is how Rashi learns. Tosfos says a more general thing. Tosfos says the question over here is that, in general, we try to avoid burying a tzaddik next to a Russian. A person should be buried next to people similar to him. Vis-a-vis a person who would ignore the potentiality of the chamoto, this guy is a Russian. Even though the other person maybe sleeps around with married women, but he wouldn't sleep with chamoto. So he's a tzaddik. So therefore, we're not going to bury a Russian next to a tzaddik. That's what we're looking at. It's not the technicalities of this cemetery, that cemetery. It's, is he a Rosh Gomor? And there's two, by the way, two Girsaot. Rishaim Gmurim is our Girsa. There's another Girsa that says Rishaim Chamurim. Chamurim, indeed, would imply that there's two levels of Chumrah, and that would be like Rashi, there's two cemeteries. That, of course, is Murumas and Megillat Rut. Tashet Tamuti Amut Vishama Kaver, Sechazal. But she starts warning her. Well, wait a minute, if you're going to be over in Isser Skila, so there's going to be a special... It's okay, if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me.
There'll be a problem with guys who buy the plots of land.
Yeah, they better behave. That's right. They better behave. I mean, you know what's going to happen. You know, like that famous story in the Chevra Kedisha where the body just suddenly buried itself. No, you don't know the famous mess. That's not for us.
Since he's
sending
himself down to the Jews,
so very famous. Okay. So that's what it means. He never meant to say that Isser is Chalal Isser. We're talking about in moral terms. Now the truth is that really this whole question of Isser Chalal Isser in this sense is actually an ancient pelukta. It's an old machlokas, and here is its initial incarnation. The Itma. Zar Shishimesh B'Shabbat comes along now, a Zar, a non-Kohen, and he brings a korban now on Shabbos. So if it wasn't Shabbos, he'd be chayv because of the Isser Zarut. A Zar is over on a lav. If he goes in, of course, it's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. It's not chayv b'chatas because it's not a chayv of karet. But the bottom line is, what's he chayv on? So Rebbe Chiya says, well, it's chayv shtayim. I mean, first of all, he's got the lav of the Isser Zarut, and then he's got the lav of Shabbos. So he's chayv for both. Bar Kapor Omar Eno Chayav Ela Achat. No. He'd only be Chayav one. Kafat Rukhiyav and Ishbar Rukhiyav gets up and swears, Avodah. Don't argue with me, baby. Kach Shamati Mi Rebbe, Shtayim. I heard directly from Rabbeinu HaKadosh's mouth, you're Chayav on both Isuri. Kafat Bar Kapor and Ishbar. Oh, really now? Don't start up with me while I swear, Kach Shamati Mi Rebbe Achat. And later on, the Gemara is going to say, all right, what's going on? Everybody's calling the other one a liar. Everyone. Well, we'll see. How about we discuss it? So Yitzchok Rebbe Chiya Ladu. He said, look, Shabbos is also on everybody, right? When we were Matir Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, so who was allowed to do Avodah on Shabbos? Kohanim! So he remains Usher for the original Isser Shabbat because the Kohanim Utra, Velo Lazarim. In which case, this guy is left with the original Isser Zarut and with the original Shabbat, which was never mutar for him. Yitzchok Bar Kapor Ladun. Now, wait a minute here. Shabbat v'kol ne'esra, but kishutra b'migdash utra. The Torah says, there's no Isser of Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, since if this guy would have been a Kohen, he could have done the Avodah on Shabbos. So the only problem is he's not a Kohen. That's an Isser Zarut. In Kanel a Zarut. Fine. Now they get on to another question. How about a Balmum? A Balmum goes ahead, he does the Aveda, and he's also Tamei. So now what's the halacha? Says Rebbe Chiya, it's Chayev twice. I mean, a Balmum's not allowed to do the Aveda. And someone who's Tamei on a carbon tzibur is not allowed to do the Aveda either. So Bar Kapora says, no, he's only chayev once. Kafatz Rukhiyah v'nishpa avodah, kach shamati mi Rebbe, shtayim. Kafatz Bar Kapora v'nishpa, oh yeah, avodah, kach shamati mi Rebbe, achat. So Rebbe Chiya says, okay, let's discuss this now. Itko Rebbe Chiya ladun. Tuma l'kol ne'esra. Now, we have a carbon tzibur in which we don't have somebody tohar, so it's utra. Okay, tishu utra. It was only Utra that someone had a right to do the Avodah. The Kohanim to be Mimutra. This guy is not a Kohen, Mutamim, he's a Balmum. V'lola Balei Mumim. In which case, he's left with the original Isser now, both of Tuma and a Balei Mumim. Yeshkan Mishum Balei Mumim, V'yeshkan Mishum Tuma. Yitzchok Bar Kapor Ladon. No, Tuma, everybody was also in Tuma when it comes to Echadshah. Kishu Hutra, when we say now there's no Isser of Hakrova Betuma when it comes to a Tzibur, so that's B'migdash Utra. What's the problem? He's a Balmum? Fine, that's the same problem. So, Inkan Elamishum Baalmum. Another case. Zar She'achal Malika. Okay, so first of all, a Zar is not allowed to eat Bichlal, any of the Kachin that is for the Kohen. It says Zar Lo Yochal. He's going to be over on that issue. But there's another problem. Malika is an Avela. As far as a Zar is concerned, if you take a chicken and you put your finger through its neck, That's not a very good shechita. So that's not kosher. Well, that's what we're doing to the pigeons in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's just that the Torah was machadesh, that legabe, the kayanim in the Beis HaMikdash, this is the equivalent of the shechita, which would be a shechita for a non-kohen. Okay, so you also got an avela over here. So you've got two isurim. Ah, you'll see you got three isurim because of me'ila. There's no me'ila once it was ritual the kohen. Now we already did, the me'ila is only if something hadn't had a shas heter l'kohanim. But over here, once you do malika, it's the kohanim are supposed to eat it. Shas heter l'kohanim. The czar goes ahead and he eats the skorban chatas. So he's doing two things. He's eating the kohen's food, which is czar lo yochal bo, and he's also eating an avela, as far as he's concerned. Where's the Torah from matir? So therefore, he's chayev two. Bar kapor amar, no, eno chayev alachat. Kofas Rabbi Chiya v'nishba avoda, kach shamati mi Rabbi Shtayim. Kofas bar kapora v'nishba avoda, kach shamati mi Rabbi Achat. Hitzcha Rabbi Chiya ladun. Nevela lekol nesra, everybody is not allowed to eat a nevela. And when the Torah said not to do malika, kishut Rabbi Mikdash, it's a special halacha for kohenim. That's it for kohenim utra. That's only lekohenim v'lo lezarim. In which case we've got two separate issues. The Isser Nevela remains exactly what it was. How would the Torah's Eter of eating Malika for a Kohen apply to a Tzar? Plus, this guy's a Tzar and he's eating food that's Kodesh. Yeshka Mishum Zarut, Yeshka Mishum Malika, and the Isser Nevela. Yitzchobar Kaparalidon. Nevela Lechol Nesra. When the Torah says to do Malika, it's telling you that in the Mikdash, this is the correct way to be Matir something, and Kishu Utra B'Mikdash Utra, period. And therefore, Ein Kan Ela Mishum Zarut. What is the underlying machloket between them? We shall see in the next exciting episode of Ein Isser Kalal Isser, which is a subdivision of the second Yevamot.
Most clear on the same